Reverend Adan Marena is standing on the sidewalk in front of West Kensington Ministry, and nearly everyone who passes by offers a wave and a kind word. Marena's kind of a big deal around here. He was born in Honduras, raised in Chicago and Texas, and a few years ago he left a church in lovely Bryn Mawr for the challenges and energy of this gritty Philly neighborhood.
What we're trying to do here is provide a place of a safe haven.
Each week he hosts Friday open mic night in the church, or like tonight, in a corner of Norris Square Park. Marena says some kids bring original material. Otherwise, it's basically karaoke. As dusk falls, the pastor slips back and forth to the church, helping the kids set up a computer and some speakers. He says at open mic night, kids come together from different schools and grade levels.
When they come here, it's not about like how different they are. It's about, you know, we all like to sing and dance, and maybe it's the only time they have a chance to be children, to be kids, you know, to be safe.
Two teenage girls step to the mic with endearing shyness. One of the girls, 14-year-old Alexis Avent, is wearing big silver hoop earrings. She comes here because, of course, she likes to sing. She says, if not for open mic night,
I would be on my PlayStation.
Instead, the teen's here with her twin, Mercedes, to sing some Justin Bieber.
Jordan Sparks, Chris Brown, Beyonce.
This is a DIY operation, and Marena's running an extension cord out his own front door, across the street, to power the setup here in the park. It's a world away from Bryn Mawr, but kids, well, kids everywhere just want someone to talk to.
He's very cool, fun, and funny.
And funny?
Yeah. He's like the person that'll solve any problem for you without getting into a commotion.
That's 11-year-old Gian Augusto. Next to her, 12-year-old Jose Rivero agrees. He recently moved to Philly from Puerto Rico.
When I was new in the neighborhood, I didn't know nobody. And my first friend was Adan.
Someone says there's a fight around the corner, and Marena's first instinct is to run toward the feuding kids.
Give me 1 second. They're fighting right now?
After helping break it up, he's back to the crowd, clustered around the microphone.
We need to take a break, guys. We're here for a reason. Everybody listen, everybody watching me over here. Tamara's gonna explain why we're here.
To keep y'all out the streets so y'all can come here, y'all have fun. Y'all have someplace to go if y'all ever, you know, y'all bored, y'all need help with something, like y'all can always come here.
That's 14-year-old Tamara Ransom.
A lot of my friends, before I brung them to open mic, they would usually be like out at the park at nighttime doing something they shouldn't be doing.
There's a sobering moment when the kids are asked to raise their hands if they've lost someone to violence. Madeline Neeris, a mother of five, lives across the street.
We have, you know, the drugs, we have the poverty, we have so much blight. There's just so much going on that it's hard for anyone in this area, in this community. But Adan kind of brings it back to the kids, you know, gives them this little safe place for them to come, for them to be themselves.
Marena says he's struggling to keep this shoestring operation running.
We didn't have money for this year, so luckily we had some in our savings account, and our partner churches really came through, like bailed us out, so we have enough money to get through this year.
Marena says people can support his work by buying shirts from their silkscreen business, or by donating their time to keep programs like this going. He knows many outsiders hesitate at the prospect of coming here, but he says popular destinations like the Piazza and Fishtown are really close. He says if only people would come here and meet all the great kids, they would realize the potential. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News. Business.